You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Before we start into the message, I'd like to again refresh you from the 5 weeks that we talk about, all right, our All In series. All right, which I believe all the topics are there at my back. And so from week one, we did start talking about the blessing, all right? And what we did say about the blessing is the fullness of God's blessing is given to us through and in Jesus Christ alone, all right? No man will ever get a blessing apart from Christ, your relationship with God. Second week, we talk about grace. And we did say that because of God's great love and mercy, we receive the riches of His saving grace in Christ. No man could be able to save himself apart from the saving grace that comes from Christ and what He did for us on the cross. And He rose from the dead. Week three, we did talk about the mystery. And what we say was, through the gospel, we are heirs together, members together, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus, that all of us are part of this great mystery. Okay, before the foundations of the earth, God already chose you. Think about that. He knew what's going to take place here in 2011, that there's going to be a church here in Victory Metro East, and you're all part of that because of the cosmic plan of God. That was the mystery. We all become part of this. Week four, we did talk about unity. We did say that together, everybody say together. We preserve unity in the body of Christ. There's already unity going on. We're not here to start unity, but we're here to fight and defend and preserve unity at all cost. All right? And lastly, okay, yeah, last week about living, we did say that understanding God's love will lead us to a life worthy of our calling. All right? When we talk about living a life of love, Paul emphasized about there should not be any hint of sexual immorality. Immorality is out of line in Christianity. Why? Because a person who is married cannot engage in adultery. A person who is single cannot fornicate. Why is that? Because God has bought you already by His blood. It cost His own Son that He shed His blood for you to be bought so that we could able to live life that is pleasing to Him. And that is to live a blameless, holy life. We're not talking about perfection. We're talking about living a life worthy of the gospel of our calling. I'm starting to preach right now. It's just the introduction, okay? So we end up with week five. And today, an exciting thing we're going to talk about. All right, we're going to talk about the last, which is what?
Strength.
Is it strength?
Yeah.
Great strength. Well, yesterday, since we had our Victory Weekend, and after Victory Weekend, those who weren't baptized yet, okay, there's such thing as called as baptism. And so baptism means being immersed. It's not sprinkling, all right, but being immersed. It means come out of water. Jesus was baptized that He came out of water. And so we had a time of baptism. And after baptism, we all celebrated. There was food. And it so happened that the guys, the single guys, with some of the married guys, started to feel like, man, it's not complete. We got to play a game. And so we started to play a game. And it was a water rugby. It's just like playing basketball in the pool, all right? With all these men trying to pin you down and wrestle you and push you around. And let me tell you, it's a man's game, all right? If you are kind of soft and, you know, you want to play chess and all kinds of games and the computers, that is not for you. And so I was waiting for my turn. I said, man, we got to be in this game. And so I said, guys, stop the game. Let's go back 0-0. Pastor Winston, myself, Pastor Alfred, of course, Pastor Sky was there. We're going to be part of the game, and guess what? We played the game. I mean, real battle. You can get into the goal unless you face those big men, all right? Especially this guy, the sumo wrestler guy. We have a a sumo wrestler guy, all right? Not part of that team, but the other team. It was also a half Japanese. And guess what? You can't score until you will be beaten up. Reality, yes. And Pastor Winston confessed to me after the game, says, "Bro, alam mo, sinipa mo ko." Okay. Sabi ko, ganon. Sabi ko, hindi kita sinipa, tinutulak lang kita. Pinabox out lang kita, nagre-reklamo ka. Sabi ko, alam ko sa basketball, pumipitik ako ng konti. Okay, pero we're in the swimming pool. So, Pastor Winston, I hope you've forgiven me. All right, so you're okay now, forgiveness. All right, God bless you. Okay, great. So, guess what? No matter what, we want to make sure we made such goal. And after the game, guess what? Who won? The opponent, right? We lost, right? Parang wong ganon yata when you reach 40, you know, when you parang and after lang hindi pa sila contento, naglaro pa sila ng basketball. Yes. Eh, basketball yung sport ko, sabi ko, I wanna be there, but I can no longer be there, alright? Because para ako nag-weights, alright? Hindi ako nakakatakbo, lady. So parang sabi ko, we have to prepare for this preaching. But again, the bottom line: why do we have that game? Simply because we wanna win. As Nacho Libre would put it, I want to win. All right. We all want to win. And the things that we mentioned here regarding the book of Ephesians from 1 to 5, guess what? It is something that the Apostle Paul unveiled in preparation for the main thing in chapter 6. But he gave us the word, the first word that he mentioned there in verse 10, that he says there, finally. Everybody say, finally. In other words, from all the blessing, the unity, the mystery, every spiritual blessing in Christ, living what is right. Here's the Apostle Paul was trying to tell the church, hey, listen, guys. I'm preparing you for chapter 6. With all that's been said and done, I want you to understand, chapter 6 is the main thing here. And he says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Meaning, the Apostle Paul was preparing the church for a battle. Everybody say battle. There is a battle that every single one of us who is in Christ will ever face. And the question is, do you realize that? Do you know that you are in a battle every single day, 24/7? There is a battle, whether you like it or not. I entitled this message, From Blessing to Battle. Everybody say, From Blessing to Battle. In Ephesus during that time, the people were engaged in pagan worship. They were worshiping Artemis and Diana, all right, not you, Diane, Diana. And the place was full of witchcraft, sorcery, idols. And you could see the enemy's hand in that particular city. And that is why for you to be a Christian in that very place, oh boy, listen, it's really tough. There will be persecutions, there will be battles. The temptations are real. And so there is a battle which there is a real enemy we face. In other words, there is a devil who lives before Christ came in, during Christ came in, and after Christ, there is a devil that is in existence. Actually, the word devil, demon, and fallen angel are mentioned more than 300 times. Think about that. More than mentioned 300 times in the Bible, more frequently than the words love, the words forgiveness, peace, and gospel. So in other words, this is real stuff. The enemy is real. That's why there are three mistakes people dealing with the devil. Three mistakes, what are those? Number one, people magnify him. They magnify him through what? All right? All these kinds of goofy kind of feeling. May gumalaw lang. Uy, naku, may lumalabas dito. Namatay si ganun, may naamoy. Oh, naku. I remember my mom, all right? nung nawala po si Mommy, you know, she became a Christian, and my siblings started to smell some perfume of Mom. All right, I said, let me check on that. I said, there is no smell. All right, it's my smell, not Mom's. Parang they connected to, uy, si Mommy, nandyan, nandito siya. Hello! There is no such thing. If you die, guess what the Bible says? It's either you go to heaven and hell. You don't come back in a certain... That's why we magnify. Yung pinapanood natin sa sine, nanunod ka ng horror. Tapos hindi mo alam, it's creepy, natatakot ka na. See, when we started to magnify the devil, he's gonna take advantage. He's gonna do it. Kung amoy pala, ito lang. Now here's the point. Check the person next to you. Alright. Oh, no. Okay. Alright. We either magnify him. Number two, we either what? Minimize him. We underestimate him. Well, you know, I'm anointed. You know, I wurabashi dede, baby. You know, I'm an anointed man of God. You know, I read my Bible. Man, devil, oh, he's nothing. Sometimes we underestimate the devil. And the worst of all is number three is we tend to what? We become ignorant. You don't even know that he exists. You don't even know, oh, devil, no, that's nothing. Oh, no, oh, definitely not. We live in this, you know, physical world. No spiritual world out there. Yeah, there's Christ, but the devil, nah. Are you here with me? But I have a good news for you. The good news is, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware. We are not ignorant of his what? Schemes. Sabi po ng Bible mismo, sabi ni Apostle Paul, tayo mga Christians, guess what? We are not unaware. We're not ignorant of his schemes. And let's talk about that for a minute. What is a scheme? In fact, it also mentioned in verse 11, the devil's scheme. Everybody say the devil's schemes. Guess what? You know, if there's anything, if this topic needs to be told in the church. Hello? It's not some goofy kind of seminar. No, it has to be in the church. You understand this? And we're going to talk, we're not magnifying him. We want to make sure that you're aware of this so-called life that we're into it. What is a scheme? The Greek word is methodia. Where it means what? It means deviously and carefully thought out systematic plans using cunning and strategy designed to do damage and cause harm. The schemes of the devil, it's careful thought, systematic plan, waiting for that moment that he will come with such certain strategy. In other words, pare, kung Kristiyano ka, yung kaaway, ini-strategize ka. He knows your weak points. He knows your struggle. All you need to do is to push that button in your soul for him to get in and take advantage of you. If you think nobody knows what you're doing, he knows and God knows. And probably in this life, you've been losing the fight. Why? Because, all right, he's taking advantage of you. He's putting such strategy on you. Then that's part of his schemes. All of us, myself, every one of us have our own weak points. And he's waiting for that opportune time. Remember Jesus, when he was tempted, he questioned Jesus of his identity, if you are the Son of God. Remember that? And he thought Jesus would give in, and he didn't. And what happened was, at the last sentence of that Luke chapter 4, it says there, when all his tempting was finished, he left him, he left Jesus, and waiting for the opportune time, another scheme to come against Christ. We're not ignorant of his schemes. Actually, there are six schemes that we want to unveil here. The devil's schemes. What are those? It's temptation. And how many of you have been tempted? All right, let me tell you, God will never tempt you. It's the devil who will tempt you. Number two, accusation. Wala ka kamuang mo yan, biglang pinag-usapan ka, and then ikaw yung may kasalanan, sinabi, ganyan, si Pastor Mark, ganyan yan eh. Alam mo, ganyan yan. Alam mo, kala mo, ganyan yan. Kaya nga ako naniniwala dyan eh. See, kita mo, pinagtitira kami sa ano, sa Polo Sports kahapon. Pastor pa naman yan. Okay lang ba, Raymond? Okay lang. Ah, magkalaban ba tayo? Ah, magkakampi tayo. Buti na lang, Raymond. Magkakampi tayo. Condemnation. You feel so bad, you feel so heavy, you feel so depressed. Why is that? Because pagising mo sa umaga, parang feel, ang pangit ko, parang, hello, parang, hindi ko alam, parang you're down yung, He puts you down, especially when you give in to sin. He puts the guilt in our heart so that you will be condemned. He doesn't want you to receive God's blessing. Do you realize that? He doesn't want you to receive the things that we talk about, those five essentials in Christianity. He's like, he's really going to give you a fight. He wants to make sure he'll pin you down. Isolation. Gusto niya, hanggang ngayon, wala ka pa rin sa victory group. How many times you talk about that? We're part of the mystery. And until today, if you think that Christianity is all about Sunday, it isn't. It's about Christianity 7:24. All things that we do here is what? It's because of the life of Christ. And you got to share it. And some of you are missing the point. And He wants you in isolation. Sige, Sunday ka lang. Okay ka lang Sunday. Part ka na victory. Sunday. Huwag ka mag-victory group. Ma-expose ka. Huwag ka mag-victory group. Kasi titignan yung buhay mo. That's the work of the enemy. That's His voice. Hello. Di ako galit sa inyo. Alright. Sabihin nyo, galit ako. Okay. Deception. Akala mo, tama ka. Tama ako. Yun nga eh. Kaya may pride tayo eh. Puro akala natin, akala. You know, that's deception. That's why we need the truth of the gospel. Distraction. You've been distracted. Inasmuch that you want to listen to the preaching, you want to stay so cool and relaxed that you want to close your eyes and meditate. No matter how I raise my voice. Oh, yes. Wow. Hello. Marami nung pag 1 o'clock. Alright. Sa 1 o'clock, marami. Mamaya, nasa 1 o'clock ako. Alright. Tingnan natin. Kisingin natin sila. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is real. We're facing such a battle. And He doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to receive what is due you, that God created for you. And He's out there, deliberate effort to destroy us. Folks, we need to be strong. If there's a battle, we got to be strong. And it's possible for men like us to be strong. Do you hear what I'm saying? We can be strong and we could finish strong in His walk in Christianity. Are you here with me? How do we do that? Let's go back in verse 10. It says there, finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. We need all these three things. Okay, number one, we need power. For us to be strong, we need the power of God. We can't be strong, and our strength comes from our relationship with God. Yes, somehow, our strength comes from, somehow, the church to encourage you, hello, to build you up. That's why we have Victory Weekend. All right? God used that in order for our lives to be set free and delivered from all these unnecessary things. And until today, you're in bondage with. That's the purpose why the church is here. But our strength comes only from God Himself. Are you here with me? You want to be strong? Do you want to be strong? Do you want to be strong?
Yes.
Here's a question. How's your relationship with Jesus? How's your relationship with you? Where is Jesus in your life today? Is he the Lord of every area of your lives? We'll only be strong on the basis of our walk with Christ. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. And as we are strong in him, then there is his power working in our lives. Are you here with me? The only way we can be strong is through God's strength. It's a life that is totally dependent on God. Are you here with me? If you're not strong, well, it has something to do with how you take this word. Obviously, if you don't take this word in your heart, you can't be strong. I'll assure you that. If there is no word power inside of you, then you can't be strong. If the only way for you to receive God's word is through Sunday preaching, my friends, listen, that's the devil's lair. He wants you to think that you could live this life without the word. Jesus himself says, we can never live apart from the word of God every single day. This is our bread of life. Are you here with me? We can be strong on the basis of our relationship with God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20 again, I want to remind you of what it says. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power. Everybody say according to his power. Where is that power? At work within us. You can be strong and his power is working inside of us. Are you here with me? Number two, protection. It says there in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Sabi po ng Bible, put on what? The armor. There's such thing as the armor of God. And I just want to focus on this word, put on. What does it mean? The Greek word of that is enduo. It carries the idea of once and for all and permanence. That word put on. Once and for all permanence, meaning the full armor of God. It's not something that after we fight, we take it off. Just like a game of basketball. Okay lang, mag-uniform tayo. May game tayo. Pagkatapos na ng game, tanggalin na natin. Hindi po ganun yun. Yung sinabi po na word na put on means it's permanent. When we put on the full armor of God, it's inside of us, we are having the full armor of God. Whether we sleep in the battle, whether we eat, the full armor of God in the spirit is right there that we wear every single day. The armor of God is the Christian's lifelong companion. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What is the armor of God? We got to put on this. Verse 13, it says there, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, when the day of testing, when the day of that opportune time comes to attack you, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then. Here's the armor. Let me present it to you with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Breastplate of righteousness in place. What else? With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. What else? In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, all right? And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is how it looks like. All right, all the armor is there on that man. That's how we should be look like in the spirit. All right? If we put on the full armor of God, the devil knows. Because part of the scripture that we read is this. It's for us to be alert all the time. Everybody say all the time. Did I mention the schemes of the enemy? Remember there are six? And there are six armor. For the belt of truth, you know what? It comes against the work of the enemy's deception. All right, why? Because deception is a lie. He wants you to live a life of life, saying that you are defeated when you are already victorious and overcoming person in Christ. We got to have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness against condemnation, trying to pin you down, to condemn you, to pin you down. We need to have the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace. Instead of going to people to share the gospel, he annihilates you by what? To isolate you and put you at the side, so you not be effective Christians and not to witness because of the power of God inside of you. The shield of faith. Extinguish all the accusations, all worries, fears. Until today, may takot pa rin tayo. Takot tayo sa future. Hindi natin alam. May crisis. Alam, anong ba gagawin ko? Let me tell you, we need to have the shield of faith to extinguish all the arrows of the evil one. Helmet of salvation against what? Distraction. He wants to distract you so that he could isolate you and hit you real hard as his target. The sword of the Spirit against temptation. Remember what Jesus says. It is written. Oh, really? Oh, you want to tempt me? Here's the point. It is written. Oh, you're dealing with us? Well, listen. You're dealing with the Son of God. Hindi ho yabang to. Alright? This is reality. This is the truth. The truth will set us free. And we could put on the full armor of God because of the evil schemes. Verse 12. Why is this? Because here's the bottom line. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. I want to say this once and for all. Where's the struggle? Where's that flesh and blood that we talk about? It's us. It's people. Sa totoo lang po, mga kapatid, we should not be coming against one another. Ang kalaban, hindi tayo. No matter how provoked we are, alright, nasaktan tayo, okay, let's get to the fence, mag-forgive tayo right away. Mahal mo, di mag-forgive tayo. Wala na yung cheche, boreche, pinag-usapan, minumura, nagmumurahan pa. Why? Because we're not against with one another. Yes, there might be some frustrations. Yes, there's anger, disappointments. But listen, the battle is not against us. But the enemy is going to use you. He's going to use your anger, your tongue, for us to have a big wall, a divided wall that causes disunity and division. So we will not walk together. In the families today, I remember one prayer meeting, we asked a question, how many of us in this very place were in, may hidwaan, may sakita, hindi nag-uusap yung mga pamilya natin. Guess what? Everybody was lifting up their hands. Think about that. That's reality of life. Why? Because he came. The devil came to steal, kill, and to what? To destroy. Are you here with me? There's a saying goes, a good defense is a good offense. Aside from the armor of God, what else? Do you realize 4 times in the scripture it mentioned the word stand? The word stand was mentioned. I want to focus on this for a while because we are to fight from the standpoint of victory. The goal is not to pursue victory. Why? Because Jesus won it for us. Every believer is a champion. Every believer is a victorious Christian. Every believer is an overcomer. Every believer has his share of triumph because we are in Christ. The battle has been won. But this time, it's the church who is in line in the battle because my God has won it for me. This time, it's our battle. And we're not there to pursue victory. All we need to do is when all the schemes come in, we put on the full armor of God. The Bible says, number 1, in verse 11, stand against the devil's schemes. There's a strategy. All you need to do is to stand. What else? Stand your ground. Yeah, just stand. Number 3, what else? Stand firm. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9 says here, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The enemy is waiting for you to devour on you like a roaring lion. Verse 9, it says here, resist him, standing firm in what? In the faith. I remember I was running, jogging in our village at Vista Verde. All right? And I have a weapon. All right? I have a stone. The David stone. Remember that? I have 3 stones in my pocket. I'm running, jogging. All right? And almost parang hindi naman every canto. Basta there's a place where there's a hordes of dogs. All right, Vista Verde. If you're from Vista Verde, you know what I'm talking about. All right? Daming askal. Hindi lang. Talagang pag naglalakad ka, susundan ka. And I would remember, I would jog, and then all of these dogs were running after me. And I would just stand right there. Siyempre takot ka, di ba? Okay, tayo ka lang doon. Okay, huwag mo lang siyang tignan. Tapos, okay. Stand. And they'll do nothing. All you need to do is just stand. And in this life, listen, when all the devil schemes would come, all you need to do is to stand. You have the full armor of God and just make a stand. You want to stand and you don't get scared. Just stand. Look at him. What else? You want to hit me? You want to hit me with some more? Go ahead, bring it on. You want some more? Bring it on. I have the armor. I'm not going to give in. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to give in. Do you get this idea? We got to stand. Lastly, for us to be strong, we got to pray. Verse 18 to 19, here's what he says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. All right? And pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Guys, listen, we got to pray. Number one, what the word of God says, we got to pray in the Spirit. And I want to say this, you know, we are evangelical in nature. We believe 100% that the word of God is infallible. This is 100% true. We believe in Christ. He's the Son of God. He's both man and God. But being evangelical, we also believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that we can't be empowered apart from the Holy Spirit. That's why we believe in the gifts. We believe in His power in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. That's why we speak in tongues. I speak a heavenly language. You don't understand this. And it's not from the devil. It's a heavenly language. You don't understand me? Obviously, yes. Why? Because we speak our mind the way our language is. But there is what you call praying the Spirit. And we pray in tongues. We believe in tongues. It's not from the devil. It's from God Himself. The Bible says when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. You pray with our Heavenly Father. Nobody knows why the devil doesn't want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray in the Spirit, because he doesn't understand the heavenly language. God knows what I'm praying for. I'm built up. But all the interpretation, there is a moment of interpretation, but there is a moment just between you and God, and just pray for intercession. Why? Because there's a devil out there who doesn't want you to experience the fullness of God. Do you understand me? We pray in the Spirit. Secondly, the Bible says, pray for all the saints. Let's pray for one another. Just recently, I was so angry. I want to share this. There's first time in my history of my life as a pastor. All right, Pastor Ed. I just heard from someone that in one of the services would come. This person would not come if I'm the preacher. Yeah, because something that happened, and the person says, I would not believe with this guy. Just something that happened. And I'm so encouraged with our victory group leader who knows the person. He says, you know what? That's not Pastor Mark. That's not his nature. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Alam mo, gamitin yung kaaway, yung tayo-tayo lang. And you begin to have offense and all that. And I was so encouraged for this person to defend us right there and say, hey, look, we put a stop on this talk. It's not true. That is not who this person is. That's a lie. And you know what? Listen, that person who's mentioned that, guess what? In my deep within me, listen, we're not against flesh and blood. I love the person. He could say all the things, negative things. I know where I stand. The Bible says we're not against flesh and blood. That's why if you don't like me, you like Pastor Ed more, fine, listen. I could deal with that. If you don't like me, fine, as long as you love me. Hello, there's a big difference. You don't have to like me. I don't expect you to like me. I'm an evangelist. Sometimes I'm bold. I'm confrontational. And some of you doesn't like that. And that's fine. But I hope you would love me. We all need to love one another. Can you say amen? We got to pray for one another. And lastly, pray for yourself. You got to pray for yourself. Why? Because prayer is an offensive weapon we can use to advance the kingdom of God. The video that we showed there, listen, we're going to different nations. Our name is every nation. We're going to go out there and plant a church. And we're going to go to every campus in this place here in Metro East. As a matter of fact, the other day during the prayer meeting, a lady came to me. And she said, Pastor, you know what? I have access in Fatima, Antipolos. And then, oh, really? She said, yeah, I know the president. And you got to come because the place is full of immorality. There's a building there. I'm the person in charge. Would you come? I said, sure. We've been praying for campuses to open up. And here's a lady who attends our church from Alabang. But she stays here from Monday to Friday. And she said, we're opening that up. Think about that. There's a devil's lair going on out there, but it needs people like us who are going to step out to where the darkness is so that light will be exposed, so darkness will be gone. Can you say amen? Amen. We got to pray to advance the kingdom of God. Folks, listen. We can be strong. You can be strong. You are strong. You know why? Because we can stand strong and victorious in Christ and in Christ alone. Let's say that all together now. One, two, three, go. We can stand strong and victorious in Christ. I'm going to leave you the scripture. Romans 13, verse 14. Another revelation. The Bible says, rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Everybody listen up. Before we end, remember the armor of God? What's the armor of God? It talks about what? Righteousness. It talks about the sword of the Spirit. It talks about the truth, the gospel, faith, salvation. Guess what? All those put it together boils down to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. That you can be clothed with such power and live a life of power and victory only in Christ. In Christ alone.